North Shore 1049, WBOQ, Gloucester, and streaming on the North Shore 1049 app.
The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 1049. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. My name is Mark Friedman. Hope you're all doing well this morning. It's Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day, and I'm not alone in studio because why would I want to come into the office why would I want to come into the studio on Mother's Day and leave my wife Laura home alone, you know, to sleep and take in the day and just be able to relax and just enjoy her day. And so at 6:15 this morning, I said to Laura, let's go to the radio station. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
You sound like you just woke up.
I'm still sleeping.
So Laura's agreed to come in for Mother's Day and join me with all sorts of nuggets of advice, and because it is Mother's Day and we're celebrating mothers. So how could I celebrate you if you were just still laying in bed and I'd be here on the radio station? I didn't want to spend the day without you or the morning without you, so I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Wow, you're really a little short. I'm feeling like I'm in trouble right now.
Well, that 6:15, first of all, was a lie. I was up at 5:45, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that was you were just so nervous about being on the radio this morning, right?
I don't think so.
No, well... Well, this isn't making for good radio. You're just going to give me like little 2 and 3 word answers here.
It is so great to be here. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there and all the dads acting as moms out there.
Well, thanks. That's much better. Much better. So we are here in studio all day. We are actually, our hope today is that perhaps we'll get some calls with people offering some of the best advice that their mom ever gave them. Now, does it have to be financial advice? No. It can be if you'd like it to be. Or how about some other advice that moms used to give us? So it's interesting. I was doing a little research earlier, actually about 10 minutes ago, because that's basically how I research for this show. I get here at about 7:30, and that's my research, and that's how we prepare. Is that true, Laura?
Might be. Yeah, it's true.
Yep, it is true.
I did some research last night.
You did?
Live research. I did live research.
All right, well, we're going to find out what you had to say. But I thought it was kind of interesting that I come across this Huffington Post article that was printed in 2014, the 25 best pieces of advice a mom can give. And I'm reading some of these things and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's just 7 years later, but some of this stuff would be horrifying to people if they actually read that it was possible. It says one of the pieces of advice was, I'm trying to find it on here that I couldn't believe. One of the pieces of advice here was men are all the same, they just have different faces. That was one piece of advice that a mom gave. But this was the one that I thought, it will never go well. It says, marry the richest man you can stand.
Oh God.
This was in the Huffington Post. Marry the richest man you can stand. I'm thinking, oh God, if I were to ever say that live on the radio, I would be oh my God, I just said that live on the radio. Now, let me just preface what I said. That came from a 2014 article. Certainly, I'm not woke enough to understand that you don't say that kind of stuff anymore on the radio. And it says here, always put on some lipstick. It will make you feel good.
Not anymore. Not with the masks. You don't have to.
That's very true. always pick your battles. Anything worth having is worth working for. I'll go with that. Never miss an opportunity to learn a new skill.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. All right.
Yeah.
How is that? It's not. Oh, listen. This one. 2014. Boy, have we changed here. It's not the government's responsibility to provide for you. It will only take from you.
Oh,
I don't know if I want to get into that one because
that's
I think
political.
That is highly.
I would pass that one by.
Yeah, I think we're going to skip over that one. Sure, I shouldn't read that one, right?
Yeah, don't read that one out loud. Definitely don't read it on the radio.
Drink lots of water and don't eat fried foods.
Oh, that's no fun.
That's horrible. I mean, what kind of advice? What mother would give that kind of advice? I mean, who says don't eat French fries?
Right.
Okay. So
it's one of the major food groups.
So here we are providing dollars and cents, financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante, which I almost said Alto Forno, but that has changed now. It is Daniela's Ristorante. They're doing great there. If you've tried to make reservations for Mother's Day, I mean, actually, if you haven't made reservations for Mother's Day this morning, too bad. You lose because if you're surprised that all these places were going to sell out, are you kidding me? Well, I hope Mother's Day, I hope restaurants thrive today. I hope they do so, so well. I hope you get, maybe this is an opportunity for you to get to see the family for the first time in a long time. If you haven't been out to a restaurant, if this is your first time out at the restaurant in a while, please give your servers and cooks and everybody else some time and patience because this might be the busiest morning that they've seen in a long time on a Sunday. But it's just the opportunity to hang tight with the family, and I know we're planning on spending some time with the family today, right, Laura?
Absolutely.
What are we? Your one word answers are not helping me this morning.
Sorry, I'm still tired. Yes, my whole family's coming over for brunch. It's very exciting. They're coming from the South Shore. We're going to have a whopping 10 people.
Woo!
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of food, and we're just going to have a relaxing, enjoyable day.
That's the plan. And, you know, interestingly, we've got all these people coming to our house, but we're here.
That's right. Yes, because why would I be at home getting ready for a party when I could be on the radio?
You see, and that's the reason why I pulled you away from the house. So that you could be on the radio. So you didn't have to worry about any of the cooking, any of the preparation, no nothing. It's Mother's Day. You get to spend it with, well, me in the morning.
And so then, what was I doing yesterday afternoon?
And what were you doing yesterday afternoon, Laura?
What was I doing yesterday? Because you just said I don't have to do any of the cooking or the cleaning.
That's right. So we just sat around yesterday, didn't we? Did nothing?
No, I don't think that's what I did.
What did you do? I don't remember. I was just sitting around doing nothing.
I kind of remember being in the kitchen on my feet for maybe 4 hours-ish. And, you know, during my breaks, doing the dishes. I don't know. Does that ring a bell?
What were you on your feet for?
I was making cinnamon rolls, my famous cinnamon rolls. They just very time consuming to make, but yeah, that was.
But if I understand, the reason that you did that was because your mother is coming to our house, so it was for Mother's Day for your mom, right?
Yes.
See,
that's right.
That's the reason why you did it.
That's right.
But I was helpful, wasn't I?
Yes.
Your responses are really,
I'm
really
trying
fluid.
To remember how you were helpful. I remember asking you to do the dishes, and then you saying, "Of course I'll do the dishes," but then I did the dishes. So I was trying to think of what you did. You did help with the pool yesterday, was that the day before?
I did help.
I think that was the day before.
I think I frosted those cinnamon rolls.
You did. You helped frost the cinnamon rolls.
I did something.
Good job.
Anyways, so we are here in studio providing financial advice in a language you can understand like we do each and every Sunday. It's a little bit off, a little bit today. We've got Laura in the studio today. It's the two of us. We're going to appreciate our moms, appreciate what moms do. If you'd like to call in and provide some financial advice or some advice about what moms have given you, is some advice that you might like to share with our listeners, our phone number here is 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. We are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing financial advice in a language you can understand. We are mixing it up a little bit today because it is Mother's Day, and I'm so lucky and so fortunate to have Laura here in studio with me, and I'm seeing that it's 8:09 right now, Laura. That means we have 51 more minutes to fill.
So, I have some financial advice.
Oh, you came prepared.
Yes. I actually...
No, do you want to run into that? I mean, we can stretch this out, you know, just to... I mean, I want to... Oh,
I'm not going to use it all at the same time.
All right. Well, then I'm going to sit right back down. And ladies and gentlemen, let me turn this microphone over to Laura. It is your show. Go for it, girl.
So you did not prepare as well as I did. I've actually been doing some man-in-the-street interviews with people. So on Friday night, we were out with a few people, and one of the couples had some advice of what their mothers had told them. So, interestingly enough, the husband said that his mother told him, always have $50 in your pocket, $50 in your pocket at all times. His wife, however, her mother said, make sure you have a dime in your pocket.
So for our listeners, actually for the younger listeners, I think the older listeners understand why they said a dime in your pocket. Why do they say a dime in your pocket, Laura?
So I'm going to tell you why, because my mother always said the same thing until it turned into a quarter. But you always needed a dime in your pocket in case you needed to make a phone call, because we didn't have cell phones back then. We only had pay phones. So anywhere you went, if you were going out, you could have $0, but make sure you have a dime or a quarter. At the time, it was a dime, then it was a quarter. Always have a dime in your pocket to make that emergency phone call if you needed to call home.
But a $50 bill doesn't fit in the payphone,
does it? I am guessing he needed that $50 bill in case he met someone and needed to buy her dinner. I'm just guessing.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know. I didn't go into more details, but that was the advice I got
from
the two
of them. It's funny, my dad always said, no, this isn't about dads. This is a Mother's Day thing. But my father always had a secret $100 bill.
You do that.
I know I do.
Yeah, if anybody wants to find Mark's secret $100 bill, he's got one in the visor of his car. He might have one in the console. He hides them around his car. And he might have it in a hidden compartment in his wallet, but don't steal his wallet.
No, don't steal my wallet.
But if you're a passenger in his car, like look around the visor, the sun visor, under the mirror, somewhere like that, you definitely hide money.
Yes, I do. Just in case. But you know what is really funny is, you know, when my dad told me that he had the secret $100 bill that he used to keep either in his wallet or in the car or something like that, that was when $100 was a lot of money. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. $100 is still a lot of money. I still feel uncomfortable handing a $100 bill to a clerk at, like, Starbucks, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But
that's kind of weird.
But a $100 bill doesn't buy what $100 buys anymore, right?
Right. I used to like my secret money, and it's not really secret. It's forgotten. Like, if the season changes and you put a coat on that you haven't worn in, you know, a year or 6 months or something, and you put your hands in the pocket and you pull out $5, that's like, it's like your birthday. It's like found money.
No, where found money happens is when you women, women, oh, that was terrible. When you moms keep changing your purses.
Oh, that's found money too. That's exciting also.
Yeah, you have so many
I have
silly
secret
purses.
Money in my purse. A lot of times I'll slip a little extra money in the little zipper compartment inside it just for emergencies.
Yeah, there's got to be money.
And then you forget about it, and then you find it. It's a surprise, and it's wonderful.
So that's mom advice, isn't it? See your daughters? You know, put money in all of the zipper components of your compartments
of your
purses.
Yes, but then when you decide you no longer want the purse, you want to pass it on to a friend or a daughter, or you know, even just give it away or have your daughter Poshmark it for you and sell it. You need to check all the compartments because you don't know what you're giving away.
Wow, you use the term Poshmark. You know what Poshmark is?
I do. I'm cool.
You are. I mean, you sell some stuff on Poshmark, of course, with the help of your great daughter Mindy.
She sells it. I just give it to her.
That's right. She does all the work. You just give her the stuff. And who gets to keep the money when she sells it?
I have not seen a dime, so I'm guessing she's keeping the money.
That's because you're a great mom, and that's what we're talking about today is the great moms here and all the stuff that they do on Mother's Day. So I am joined by my wife, Laura Friedman, here in studio. We are taking your calls if you've got some mother advice, some advice that maybe your mom gave you, or advice if you're a mom that you've given to your children, some advice maybe that you've heard. You want to share it with our listeners. Our phone number, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Just to let you know, we put out a free weekly newsletter every Friday. It lands in your inbox at 10:30. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com, to get our free weekly newsletter. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I've got a little audio clip that I want to play for you. It's called The Toughest Job in the World. We'll share that with you when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Somebody else's house. As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are live in studio with my beautiful wife, Laura, who is celebrating Mother's Day by getting up at 6:15 in the morning with me.
5:45.
Well, it was your choice to get up that early this morning.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't snoring that loud, was I? So, no, you were up early, and I think you were just nervous about being on the radio today.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I think the first time you did the radio show, you were nervous. I don't think you're that nervous about being on the radio anymore. No, not at all. Anyway, we are here celebrating Mother's Day. I know I was supposed to leave Laura in bed so that she could enjoy Mother's Day, but you just wanted to spend more time with me, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so...
Because without you, I couldn't have been a mother.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's so touching. Without me, you couldn't have been a mother. That is right. So, so we've got five great kids.
Yeah, we do. They are great.
They are great. But you know what? One of the things that we've learned is that being a mother is not easy, is it?
Not all the time. I mean, it's great. It's rewarding, but it's not always. It is easier now, but
why is it easier now?
Because only one kid's at home.
That's probably true. The kids are a little bit older now.
They're older. They drive. They're good. They're much easier when they get older.
Yeah. Well,
parents with young children, sure. There is hope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're going to, one of the things we're going to share with our listeners is we've got a video that talks about the toughest job. Are you banging something on the table?
No.
I'm wondering who is shaking and banging. It's Laura. Just banging on the table. This is not running as fluidly as I thought this Sunday morning was going to run. We are going to share a little video that talks about the toughest job in the world. It's an interview that I saw on YouTube. We shared it in our newsletter this week, and I want you to give some thought about these people that are applying for this new job, because you know there's a lot of companies that are out there hiring. A lot of companies that are out there hiring. So these are people that are anxious about applying for a job, and so we thought we would share this 3-minute video with you. Or actually, it is a video, but you're going to hear the audio portion of it, and then we'll talk about it when we get back. All right, Biff, let's roll the tape.
Just give me 1 second. Thank
sure.
you. Sorry. Uh-huh. Hey. Hi. 2 minutes. Thank you. Hi, good afternoon. Sorry about
that.
Oi. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have you ever done one of these interviews over the camera before?
No.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the job to get started with. It's not just a job. It's sort of probably the most important job. The title that we have going right now is Director of Operations, but it's really kind of so much more than that. Responsibilities and requirements are really quite extensive. First category for the requirements would be mobility. This job requires that you must be able to work standing up most or really all of the time, constantly on your feet, constantly bending over, constantly exerting yourself, a high level of stamina.
Okay.
That's a lot.
For how many, like,
For how many hours?
135 hours to unlimited hours a week. It's basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm sure you'll have a chance from time to time to maybe just sit down here and there, yeah?
You mean like a break?
Yeah.
No, there are no breaks available.
Is that even legal?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So like no lunch?
You can have lunch, but only when the associate is done eating their lunch.
I think that's a little intense.
No,
not possible.
That's crazy.
Now, this position requires excellent negotiation and interpersonal skill. We're really looking for someone that might have a degree in medicine, in finance, and the culinary arts. You must be able to wear several hats. Associate needs constant attention. Sometimes they have to stay up with an associate throughout the night. Being able to work in a chaotic environment, if you had a life, we'd ask you to sort of give that life up. No vacations. In fact, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and holidays, the workload is going to go up, and we demand that with a happy disposition.
That's almost cruel. That's almost a very, very sick, twisted joke.
But when there's time to sleep or...
Oh, no time to sleep.
Yeah, all-encompassing, almost.
That's exactly right.
365 days a year?
Yes.
No, that's inhumane.
That's very insane.
The meaningful connections that you make and the feeling that you get from really helping your associate are immeasurable. Also, let's cover the salary. The position is going to pay absolutely nothing.
Excuse me?
No. Nobody's doing that for free.
Yeah, pro bono. Completely for free.
No.
What if I told you there's someone that actually currently holds this position right now? Billions of people, actually.
Who?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moms. That's awesome. And they meet every requirement,
oh,
don't
wow.
they?
Oh my God. Moms are the best!
Yeah, there's no pay. They're 24 hours, they're always there.
Now I'm thinking about my mom.
Yeah, and what are you thinking about her?
I'm thinking about all those nights and everything.
Thank you so much for everything you do. I know it doesn't seem like I appreciate all of it, but I definitely do.
So, Mom, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done. I love you very much. You've been there through thick and thin. My mom is just awesome. She's awesome.
And there you have it. The toughest job in the world. And sitting here, the person that owns the toughest job in the world, my wife, Laura.
I love that video. It's awesome. But you did put a price on being a mom. You did find...
Oh, that's right.
You
yes.
did find a place that will put a price, a salary on what the salary should be.
That's we did, and actually we've done this every year. And thanks for reminding me. So if you are just waking up this morning, and you're joining our show, Dollars and Cents, looking for some financial advice in a language you can understand, we are also the providers of gift ideas this morning. So if you have not bought Mom anything for Valentine's Day,
Mother's Day.
Thank you, Mother's Day. You're my Valentine, too. For Mother's Day, you can provide Mom right now a tangible gift. What you need to do is you got to open up your phone or go to your laptop, go to your tablet, and go to salary.com, and you go to the Mom Wizard. Now, if you go to the Mom Wizard, there's this little questionnaire that asks you all of the different things that a mom does, and it puts a price tag on it. All the different tasks that she does, and puts an hourly rate attached to it. So you can now go and print up this big check for Mom and say, Mom, you are worth $178,000 a year, or $124,000, or whatever the number is. Your price tag, we've done this for the past few years, was a lot more than what it is today, though.
Yeah, today's check was pretty lame.
What was today's check?
Today's check was $71,487. Now, that is a lot of money. That's a huge salary. But in the past, mm-hmm. when my children were all under 18, I think I was making 200 grand.
You were.
I mean,
well, virtually.
Fictionally, yeah.
Virtually.
Like, not real, and but so, I was worth a lot more when my kids were younger.
That's right. So when you print up that check... When you print up that check for your mom, you can say, here, Mom, this is what you're worth virtually.
Yes,
because virtually. She can't cash the check, right?
But it is a cute check. I mean, it's a cute idea.
And I think we've got somebody on the line, don't we, Biff?
We do.
Oh.
We do.
Oh,
Laura, you have a call.
Oh, Laura.
Oh, I have a call.
Yeah, all right, caller, introduce yourself.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I'm Corey Friedman.
Who is this?
I'm Corey Friedman, your son.
Oh, I recognize the voice.
And this is Mindy.
Hi.
What's up, guys? You're awake.
I can't believe Corey's awake. Mindy, I know, is always awake. But Corey, what are you doing? Oh, you have to go to work.
Yeah, and I made a chocolate croissant, and it was yummy.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We just wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I love you guys.
I think we called it at a good time, because what I just heard is that you would prefer a printed fake check that you can't cash for Mother's Day than the present we actually got you. Is that right?
I don't think I said that.
That's what it sounded like.
No, I'm pretty sure. I don't want you to go through the trouble of returning anything you bought for me, so you can just give it to me. It's fine.
That's very thoughtful of you to think ahead like that. Thank you. So we thought we would share some good financial advice that our mom gave us, if that's still the theme for today.
Absolutely.
Well, sure. We're listening, and we're desperate for advice. So please, share away.
Well, Mom always taught us that when you're buying something online, first look to see if it's on sale. And if not, do a quick Google search and see if maybe you can find it somewhere else that's cheaper than where you're looking.
Good advice.
Well, you don't always need to pay full price for something, because 9 out of 10 times it's either going on sale, already on sale, or listed on another website that's having a sale.
Excellent advice.
Oh, she's smart. That's good advice. What other advice is she giving you, Mindy?
That what's mine is mine. So make sure that I know where all of my money is.
How does that go?
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is also mine.
Yeah, that sounds fair. But that's the way the life goes. All right.
I mean, on Mother's Day, it's definitely fair.
That's
also
right.
Also her birthday, also every other day of the year.
So just to be sure, we're going to put you on the record here. So Mom does not have to do any cooking or any dishes today, right? There's a lot of silence there.
No one's told me what the recipes are for today or what's on the menu. So as long as I'm looped into the information, sure.
All right. Well, we'll make sure, you and I will make sure everything happens. Corey, I know you're off to work at the fish market. And congratulations again on getting into Babson College, Corey.
Corey.
Yeah, yay for Corey. And Mindy, thanks for calling in. All right, guys, have a great day. We'll see you later back at the house.
Okay, love you.
Love
you
too. Bye-bye. So, Laura, one of the pieces of financial advice that I always struggle with that wrapping my arms around is sometimes, you know, you end up thinking, it's so easy to find stuff and buy stuff now, right? You know, we think about, we want to get this, and so we can buy it on Amazon. So we think back about a year ago, we weren't able to go to salons. We weren't able to go to get your nails done. You weren't able to get all of that stuff done, right?
Right.
So you and Mindy was living with us for a little while, and you said, you know what we need to get? A foot bath.
Here we go. It's always about the foot bath. It always goes back to the foot bath.
So we get this. She has to go, we'll get this foot bath. Mindy, and, you know, you and I will have a great time with the foot bath. We'll, you know, massage, whatever the hell this foot bath is supposed to do. So the foot bath arrives in a box from Amazon. And today, that foot bath is still in the Amazon box. It's never been opened. So when they realized that they weren't going to use it, I said, hey, Laura, why don't...
It's not our fault that the salon's opened.
Yeah, well...
Might be my fault I didn't return it.
But Amazon has a pretty good return policy, you know. You could have returned it, but now it's still sitting in the box now some 14 months later.
Okay, so here, I have an idea for you.
Okay, let's do it.
The first caller of the day that is not related to us will win
the foot bath. That's a great idea. We will bring the foot bath here to the studio.
You can pick it up here.
You can pick it up here at the studio. We will make that happen. If you call in, the first person to call in...
That's
not related to us with financial advice or any type of mom advice.
Mom advice. That's 800-370-1049.
You win a foot bath. I don't even know what a foot bath is, but it's still in the box.
It's still in its own box, in the Amazon box. The Amazon box has never been opened.
So if you want to call in and give us some advice, I'd be happy to deliver it here to the studio. You can pick it up here. But we've got to take a quick break. And when we're back, so remember, 800-370-1049. If you want that free foot bath for mom. I can't have it in time for Mother's Day for you today, but we'll get it for you sometime this week.
You can give her a gift card.
A gift card, yeah. Make it up.
You can make it up on your computer. Foot bath comment.
Yeah, attach it to the check. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody. It's not about the
money, money, money. We don't need your money, money. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, located right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. I am joined in studio on this wonderful Mother's Day with my beautiful wife, Laura, of 28 years, right, Laura?
Almost 29.
Almost 29 in September. We have five beautiful children. And when we last left you, we were telling a story about how Laura made this purchase about 14 months ago on Amazon because the salons were closed. She and my daughter Mindy wanted this foot spa bath or whatever it was. It never came out of the box. It never even came out of the Amazon box. It is still sitting there because the salons opened up and we were too lazy to return it. So Laura had this great idea to say, if you called in with some advice, we would give you the foot bath. I would deliver it here to the studio. I don't have it with me today, but we will have it here early, the beginning of the week. And apparently we have a caller. Well, the phones were just lit up.
They did.
They really lit up. Had to fight over to decide who was going to be the person on the line. So I understand we have someone on the line that you've chosen.
Ed from Ipswich, who I'm pretty sure is not related to you.
No, I don't know.
I don't have a relative, Ed.
Ed from Ipswich. So now Ed's on the spot because Ed's got to give some advice.
That's right, Ed.
Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ed, you're it. What do you got for us? Welcome.
Well, invest well.
Invest well. Hey, there's nothing wrong. Hey, that works. You know, if you invest well, invest smart. Any other advice you got for us?
Not really. I'm invested, but I'd rather not say what I'm in.
No, I'm not asking you to do that.
No, it doesn't have to be money advice. It can be any advice your mom gave
you. Invest well.
Mom advice.
Yeah, you can invest in a lot of things. It doesn't have to be in investments, but Ed, congratulations. You win the foot bath, and you're keeping it for yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll share it.
All right.
Wonderful.
We will have it here at the studio the beginning of the week. I'm sure Biff got your name and all that kind of stuff, and we'll have it for you.
Ed, stay on the line, please.
Yes, I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Ed. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, see, we can give anything away. Anything else you want to get rid of in the house? We can have, like, our own little garage sale here on Sundays.
I don't know if we have any other stuff that's still in the box.
We could give away your cinnamon rolls that you've been making all weekend.
No, those are priceless.
They are priceless. Those are so Laura makes these great, talk about a great thing that this mom does. She makes the most amazing cinnamon rolls. Tell us about the cinnamon rolls. Where are they from, Laura?
So they're actually, if you're a fan of Disney World and you've been to Disney World, not in the recent years, not when Starbucks went in there. Not that there's anything wrong with Starbucks. Love a good Starbucks. But when the Main Street Bakery was right there on Main Street. And they
Starbucks took over that spot.
Where Starbucks is now, yep. Those huge, lots of frosting. You could even get extra frosting. The cinnamon roll took up your entire plate. And you had to share it with like two other people because they were so big. So I had done some research a few years ago, and I actually got that recipe. And so now, first time I made it was with Noah. Noah used to be my sous chef. And so, you know, I usually have at least one or two kids helping me make them. But we make those cinnamon rolls. They're delicious. I mean, it's not my recipe. I stole it, but I steal most of my best recipes, and then they're mine. So they're my famous cinnamon rolls now.
But now they're your famous cinnamon rolls, yep. But they don't have to be just yours because they're available. I mean, you can go Google.
You can Google.
The famous Disney World cinnamon
rolls. Main Street Bakery cinnamon rolls. Disney World's made. Yep. And it's in the Disney vault, the Disney recipe vault or something.
Yeah.
So.
And it does take a while to make them, though, doesn't it?
Yes, they have to rise, and you punch them down, and they rise, and you roll them, and they rise, and then you finally cook them, and you frost them. If you decide you want to try this out, most important thing, when you start the process, take that cream cheese and butter out of the refrigerator at the very beginning. You're going to need that at room temperature for the frosting, which is going to be several hours later. Take it out and put it on the counter. Let that stuff warm up.
Wow, good motherly advice.
I want you to be successful with these cinnamon rolls. Yeah, they're worth it.
So what did we? So you think about this. 14 months ago when the pandemic struck,
yes.
We were looking for an act of kindness. This was an idea that we both collectively had, an act of kindness. And what did we do?
Yeah, it was tough. I'm sure everybody was all in the same situation. You didn't see anybody if they didn't live in your house. We were really a true term of lockdown. We were on lockdown. I went to the supermarket.
Not just
once
we, everybody.
I meant we, in the world. Nobody saw anybody. You didn't even see your neighbors, like, you know, unless you waved to them from inside your house. Like, nobody saw anybody. You were limited to even hiking outside. Like, it was a crazy time, as you all know, in this world. So we decided to make cinnamon rolls. And I believe it was Mark's idea. And we made a double batch
Wait a second. I'm going to get credit for something?
Yeah. Mark said, let's make cinnamon rolls. And then I made the cinnamon rolls. So he came up with the idea, and I did all the work. So
I watched you lovingly.
You did, yes, yes. You might have washed some of the dishes. I think you might have.
I probably did
that
the
way.
Dishes. So, I help with that.
So we, you know, made a double batch of cinnamon rolls. I mean, we made, like, I don't know, 70 or 80 cinnamon rolls, and we bought those little takeout containers that sometimes Chinese food comes in, the black trays with the clear tops.
Yeah, when you get like Kung Pao chicken or something in those.
Yeah, so not the cartons, but the flat ones that don't, you know, that aren't white paper. They're like a plastic. So we...
You're painting a beautiful picture of what those look like.
Thank you. Can you see the hand movements that I'm using?
Your hands are really telling the story.
So we, you know, we filled those and we put, you know, we made them a little bit smaller so we could get more. And we did, you know, two or three in each of those things. And we went to friends that lived... We went from New Hampshire to Peabody. You know?
We went to Maine.
Oh, we went to Maine. That's
yes, we
right,
did.
To Deirdre and Linda's. We went all the way up to Maine. We really wanted to get out of the house. I'm not going to lie. We wanted to go anywhere that wasn't in our house.
So what did we do?
So we went one day, and we were out for like 7 or 8 hours. We went 2 days, actually.
Yep, we did.
And we just knocked on people's doors. And this was before masks, I think. So this was like, we knocked on people's doors, we put it on the ground, and we backed up 10 feet, you know. Hey, we waved from a distance. We brought you a little snack. Like, it was...
Yep, and there was a little message that we put on the cinnamon rolls.
You did the message, yep.
So we wrote a little message, told them a little story, and that's what we did. It was our act of kindness. And so your cinnamon rolls have become famous. I mean, they were all over the internet, at least all over our Facebook
pages. A lot of
our
friends posted the pictures, and I mean, they're delicious. You have to heat them up, but
They're awesome. Well, you're awesome.
My boss does not heat hers up because she can never wait that long. I once brought her frozen ones, and she's eating it frozen. I'm like, can you put it in the microwave? She's like, no, it's still good this way. I'm like, no, it's better in the microwave. But she was impatient, so she just ate it half frozen.
So I know we've gotten on the cinnamon roll kick here, but we're talking about some great things that you have done as a mom. But I know you've got some advice that you wanted to share that you've picked up from other people.
I do. I have a few people. Again, I did my research.
I did none.
I did my research. I asked a few people, you know, man in the street interviews. My sister says that her mother, who is also my mother, always said, always wear clean underwear. And I'll finish that. That's Sarah said, always wear clean underwear. The rest of that was in case you get into an accident and you have to go to the hospital.
Well, so, I think every mom has told that story.
I know, but nobody said it except my sister, so she gets the credit.
She gets the credit for it, and I suspect she's listening in here today.
My mom gets the credit for giving the advice.
Giving the advice.
So there you have it. And then Mindy's friend Sammy was over last night, and so I was asking Sammy, and her mother had some really good advice. So her mother told her, always pay a little extra to the principal. So her student loans.
The principal, like at the high school?
Of loans. Oh. No, not a person.
Paying off teachers? That was the advice?
So her student loans.
They did that
loans,
in college and they got in trouble, I think.
I'm talking. So. Quiet. So her student loans, her car loans, always pay a little bit off to the principal. And because of that, she has been able to pay off everything, her loans, much earlier. And her mother always told her, and this is kind of, I don't know if you can still do this, everything's, you know, email now, but always save your receipts in case something goes on sale. You can bring your receipt back and get that price adjustment.
That is true. That is true. Price adjustments are important if you want to, you know, really follow that.
Yep. And pay your credit cards off in full every month. That's also advice I got from my mother. You know, you don't want to waste your money on that interest. Don't ever pay the minimum payment. On that train of thought of paying off your credit cards in full, my mother always taught us, never buy something you can't afford. So if you're going to put it on the credit card, make sure you actually have the money to back up that purchase. You know, don't go buy a furniture set for $20,000 when you only have $15,000, you know, something like that. But that's kind of extravagant.
But one of the pieces of advice that I think ever since we've been married that you kind of instilled in me and instilled in the kids, and I think it came from your parents, was to buy quality rather than the cheapest thing that's out there. Buy quality. So my mother used to tell us, you know, we were kids, and we didn't have much. We were just a typical middle-class family growing up. I mean, if it cost more than $20, you just couldn't buy it. Everything, it seemed to, like, have the $20 price point. So jeans had to be under $20. Everything had to be under $20. And so if you saw a pair of pants that were for $50, you could probably buy a cheaper pair for $20. And what I've learned is, like, a store like Forever 21. Remember that store?
Oh, yeah.
Forever 21. I mean, people would go there.
I think that's still around, isn't it?
I don't know if they're still around at all or not. But you could go into Forever 21, you know, and buy a blouse for, like, $3.13. And it looks, and it wears great off the rack, but the minute you throw it in the washing machine, it's
done.
Yeah,
that's like disposable clothing.
Right. But one of the things that you've taught us is as the kids have gotten clothes and we've done things is to buy quality.
But it is okay to buy stuff like that as long as you understand the purpose of it. You know, if you want to buy something for, you know, one event or Halloween or something like that, or you're going to a 50s party, you know, whatever it is, as long as you know what you're getting, understand that when you're buying, you know, a lower quality thing, it's going to last you a season, maybe just a couple weeks. You never know. It's not going to last you. You're not going to have that in 3 years.
That's right. But the other thing that, you know, you've been a big fan of and you continue to go to is Marshall's and TJ Maxx and all those places, because you can buy quality goods there.
You can, at a decent price.
Well, I remember I was at Ghibli's a couple of years ago, and that's certainly absolutely quality clothes.
Absolutely.
But when they, you know, when the season's up and they've sold their merchandise, they have these big sales and they, you know, 70% off or whatever, right?
Best time to go shopping.
It is the best time to go shopping. But when that, if they haven't sold the stuff that was on sale then what do they do with the stuff? And I happened to be in Ghibli's one day when they were packing up all of the, you know, all of the clothes. And I said, what are you doing with it? He says, well, TJ Maxx buys it all.
That's awesome.
They buy the truckload of everything that they have.
And they do that at all the
quality
stores.
That's not just Ghibli's. All the quality stores. And that's where you get that merchandise.
I mean, it's hit or miss. You got to hit it on the right day. But, you know, you can really get some great deals there.
So that is some great financial advice in a language you can understand. And from what I hear, Biff is giving me the signal. Somebody else has called into the show.
I'll tell you what. You brought Laura, and we have nothing but phone calls.
Well, I never get phone calls
from
the show.
You have already surpassed how many phone calls Mark has had.
In his entire time on the radio.
For the 8.5 years I've been on the radio.
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who might be on the call?
Hi. Hi, this is Alana.
Hi, Alana.
You're awake?
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. What are you doing awake?
Well, I set an alarm, so I
can call in. I love you. You're so funny.
I put it on snooze, but finally I got off there.
That's great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm, you know, awake also.
Yeah, Mom is doing a great job here on the radio. Have you been listening to the show or did you just call in?
She just woke up.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just called in.
Okay. Well, we were talking about you.
Yeah. Were you talking good things or bad things?
Oh, only good things about you.
Only good things.
Only good things about you, of course.
Oh, good.
All right.
Oh, good. Well, I just wanted to call in and say Happy Mother's Day to Mom.
Thanks, honey.
And say I love you.
I love you, too.
That's so nice. We're not going to see you today, are we? You got to work today.
I work.
So that's okay. I'll see you
if anybody's heading down to Newport, Rhode Island for dinner or for lunch or any time this summer, and you go to the restaurant Scales and Shells, very popular restaurant.
Thames Street.
On Thames Street. Ask for this girl, Alana. Best waitress.
I'm a really good waitress, and I'll even grill the bread for you, even if you don't ask. I'll still grill it for you.
Right. Thanks for calling in,
Thanks,
Alana.
Honey,
love you.
Love you.
Okay, love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice.
That was a really nice surprise.
I would have never expected Alana to call in. Would have you?
No, I wouldn't expect her to be awake.
Yeah, she usually wakes up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, that's a lie. It's usually 12.
12, okay. She's out quite late most nights.
Yes, she is.
But we are very lucky to have her. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get a little bit more financial advice in a language you can understand through the eyes of a mom.
Yes, through the children of a mom.
The children of a mom, too. Well, I'm a child.
I'm getting the advice from children, from their moms.
Right, and so...
If any moms want to call in with some advice, they can as well.
Right, and I will try to reflect on some of the advice that my mom gave to me.
Oh.
Mom's not with us. Mom passed away about, we're approaching 8 years now, perhaps. 7 or 8 years. And Mom always gave me some great advice as well. So we'll have that and more. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polano Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries, enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polano Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polano Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced. And we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I encourage you to give our office a call, 978-531-8108. We're not in the office today, but 978-531-8108. Give our office a call if you'd like to schedule an initial consultation, and we'd be happy to meet with you. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice for more than 52 years. Not me. I just turned 55 on Friday, so that would have been three years.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Yep, Laura's telling me I need to call out the phone number. Is that what you want me to say? You know, you could have said that on the radio.
Can you put out the phone number in case more people want to call?
Oh. She's reminding me because I get, like, no phone calls, and she's already had three today. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. If you've got some advice that your mom gave to you when you were a kid or even today, what's some great either financial advice, life advice, etc.? You know, my mom always provided lots of advice to us as kids, but one of the things that you may think is of as odd advice, but I still use it today, is if my mother's advice to me was, no one's going to promote who you are and what you do, so you might as well do it yourself. Now, you might find that to be very selfish, but in reality, if you're trying to promote your business, you're trying to promote yourself, you're trying to get a job, whatever it is, if you're waiting around for other people to start encouraging people to reach out and call you and get you to do things, it's not going to happen. So you have to be proactive. You have to be confident. You have to be able to provide stories about why you can make a difference in somebody else's life, in a business, or whatever else it might be.
So real life experience, you've actually passed that on to your children without those words. And the proof of that is the story of Corey getting into Babson.
That's right.
Promoted himself, and he got in.
Yeah, and that's what you do. I mean, don't wait around waiting for somebody to call. I mean, I find it amazing how many people are, well, you've seen all the help wanted signs that are out there, right? There's jobs everywhere.
Especially
if you want
in the service industry. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that aren't working. Well, yeah, if they're getting a nice government check too. But some people are waiting for somebody to call them and say, hey, we've got an opening at this place or that place. Folks, that doesn't happen. That might happen in a movie. It might happen in a television show. But people are not out trying to solicit you. You have to take that effort. You have to let people know that you're out there. You have to be able to articulate what it is that you do well and how you can make a difference. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've always learned when we've tried to hire somebody, I'll ask somebody, so tell me, what is it that interests you about our company? And I can't tell you how many people will come to our office and they'll say, oh, well, I was hoping to learn a little bit more about your company during our meeting today. Well, folks, we live in the 21st century. I mean, you can get all the information you want to know about my office ahead of time, or any office, any job you're doing. But the second question that we ask is, tell me about what skills you've learned in college that you think you'll be able to apply here in my office that we won't have to train you on. What are some of those skill sets that you have? And most people have no idea. They have no answer to that question. What is it that you know how to do? What is it that you do well? And it might just simply be, you know, I've had a lot of experience using Microsoft Word or Microsoft Excel. Or I have a blog, so I know that my writing skills are pretty good. But if you can't articulate that, it's a fail as far as I'm concerned. You have to be able to promote yourself. Look, when we won at Friedman Financial, or we're awarded the Forbes Top 100 Advisors this year. That's a nice award that someone sends to me, but if I don't take the opportunity to promote that out, whether it's through the radio station, through my newsletter, through the newsletter, through the radio station, through sending up, writing press releases and doing all that stuff, nobody knows. It's up to us to promote what it is that we're doing to make an impact. And that's one of the pieces that my mother always used to teach me to do in all of the things that I did. And I think that's why I've learned to have a variety of different skills and being successful in a lot of different things and encourage other people to do it. Clearly, I don't even think about it. Just like you mentioned, we've passed that on to our children.
Excellent advice, too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So I got excellent advice from Laura Friedman. All right, we've got a couple more minutes left here. Laura, you got any more advice that you'd like to share here on Mother's Day?
I do. I have a little bit more. Pay loans regularly over time to build credit, even if you have the money to pay it off. So even if you can pay off that car loan or that school loan or that whatever loan, get some credit built up that you are responsible to pay something every month so that it shows up on your credit.
Yeah, let's be sure people understand what it means when people say you need to build good credit. What building good credit means is to show a lender and then show a credit company like Equifax or whomever that when you get a bill that you will pay it on time regularly. I don't care whether that bill is $10,000 a month or $10 a month. If you have a bill that you have to pay on a regular basis, if you're able to showcase that you can do this consistently, do it on time, that you're not going to miss your payments, that's going to help you be better off when it comes to getting a mortgage, borrowing money for a car, getting any type of a loan that you might need. That's what's important. So a mother's advice is to help, is for all kids to build credit. What do you think about kids having a credit card?
I think that's it's great if they're taught how to use it. And again, that goes back to only use your credit card if you can pay your bill off every month and pay it off. You know, it doesn't matter if you have the money. They're still going to charge you interest if you don't actually pay that bill. You know, if you don't like your landlord, Alana, this is for you. If you don't like your landlord, don't pay him every other month just because you don't like him. Pay him every month. Alana, pay your rent every month.
Alana figured, Alana, who was on the call earlier, said to us, I found out a few months ago that she was paying her rent every other month. She'll pay 2 months worth, but she says, you know, I just don't feel like paying it monthly. I don't like him. So he's going to get it every other month. I'll just pay 2 months worth. And Biff, I know we've got very little time here, but we got someone on the phone, don't we?
Boy, this is going to not be good for you, Mark.
Oh,
Laura,
yeah,
again, right. There's a phone call for you, Laura.
All right, who's on the phone this time?
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, who's this?
This is Grandma.
It's
Mom.
It's Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. This mom's
Happy
first
Mother's
time
Day
on the radio.
You.
Have you ever called into a radio show before, Mom? I guess you can't hear me. Have you ever?
I have advice.
Okay, let's hear it.
Be kind to everyone.
Oh, that's good advice.
So, all right.
That's the best advice.
That's the best advice. All right, well, Al, when you're coming to the house today, I will promise to be kind to you.
And everybody
else. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom. We'll talk to you later.
I'll see you later.
Your mom called into a radio show.
Everybody, that was my mom's debut.
That's all. And I think she was very nervous.
I love my mom. I can see her later.
Very nervous. We'll see her later on today. All right. I know we've got about a minute left in the show, 2 minutes left in the show, according to Biff. So, hey, last Wednesday, I know we're going to turn this over to Scott Whitley in a few minutes over at Wicked Bites, and I think Scott's got a pre-recorded show in the hour that's coming up. But on Wednesday, you and I, at the last minute, decided to invite Scott and Carol Whitley out for dinner because we wanted to try out a new restaurant, Middleton, right?
Well, not new to us. We had been there.
We've been there quite a bit. So we went to Tongue's Taste. I don't know if you've been to Tongue's Taste on Route 114 in
Middleton.
Middleton.
Right next to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And I will tell you, it was awesome. It's a small place. Seats only about 20, 25 people at the most. What do you like about it, Laura?
The drinks they're just so pretty. The little, they make birds out of an orange. I mean, it's just really good. The food is fresh and delicious.
It's delicious. And they make their own homemade dumplings. And they are
really
outstanding.
Good.
Now,
everything
you know,
is really good.
A lot of people get the stuff to go. I wasn't a fan of getting it to go because I just love the experience of being there. But man, did we have a great time. We met with Scott and Carol at about 7 o'clock. And
we closed the place down.
Yeah, so we were there 9:20. I'm looking around and we realize we're the only people left in the restaurant, and the people, the chefs or the cooks in the kitchen are kind of peeking out through the window going, why are these people still here? So we shut down a restaurant at 9:20 on a Wednesday evening. We're getting into our cars and the rest of the staff at Tongue's Taste is racing out to the minivan to get back home. And it was like, I had them backed out of my space until, The owner of the place was already out of the parking lot. He was locking the door. He was gone. So, but great place to go visit. If you haven't been to Tongue's Taste, do that. We will be back again next Sunday with more financial advice in a language you can understand. My name is Mark Friedman. Laura, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms around here that are listening. And we will be back next Sunday. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about
mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.